This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, you're listening to Love Keras on RTFM. Hope you've all had a great month so far. This year is going so fast already, and it's only January. So today I am joined with Kevin MacDonald. Hello, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So I've never actually met you before today, and we're already getting on like a house on fire.
Why do we say that saying a house on fire?
I know.
That's a disaster.
It is a disaster, but sometimes from disasters we make good new beginnings.
We may. Yeah. We're tarred with the same brush.
Yes. So what have you done? What are you doing yourself lately? What's your goings on in your world?
My age is ticking along.
Okay.
We're coming up to 67 next, so yeah. Slightly slowing down.
Yeah.
Which is a good feel. You're not having to go quite so rush. And so from that point of view, every bit about life now is just a tad slower.
Yeah.
Although it might not seem it, but yeah, you got that feeling, and it's a good feel to slow down a little bit.
It is.
Not that I was going crazy to start with, but yeah. So now life is just good. You know, I enjoy summer. Had family home over Christmas.
Nice.
I get out and do lots exercise, sport.
Yeah.
Stuff. So life's pretty good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Yes. You've been recommended to me by many people in the community to come and talk to you. I've got lots of clients that have been to see you, and you're amazing. I don't even know what it is. Therapies, treatments, talking. And your healing abilities, or your abilities to help others heal, may I say
that's
that?
That's a better way. That's the best way, best explanation so far.
None of us are healers. We can't physically do the job for them.
But you allow.
Yes, allow the healing to take place. And that's a magical thing for people to be able to do.
Yeah, with what I've done for years, is a big issue for me is that allowing or letting.
Yes.
Give permission it's allowed to. So whether it's me doing it, you doing it, or for anyone in life, so often people say they're going to do something, going to do this and da, 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 but they haven't deep inside given themselves permission. They're allowed to do that or achieve that or get that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's the letting. Then the universe, whatever it is, can actually give.
Totally
but
does.
It can't until you give permission it's allowed to.
Absolutely.
So that's a big part of what I do. For those who've seen what I do, the gift that I have of what I do, I don't see it as a gift at all. It's just an ability.
Yeah.
And everybody's got different abilities. The gift is when you're gifted the opportunity to use your ability.
Yeah.
And so therefore, for me, people that come to see me, they're my gift.
Yes.
I feel incredibly privileged that I've been gifted people, so then I can practice or do what I'm able to do.
I love that. And that's a big part of my work as well, is the
total similarities there.
Awesome.
So that's that's just a brief for me of where I'm at, enjoying life.
And what's next on the agenda? Have you got any forward plans?
That usually falls into two departments, work and all that stuff, as versus the rest of life. Work, just continuing to learn, I suppose, will be open to, but without wanting to get really busy or overactive on anything too demanding. But life, just every day, trying to find the happiness, the joy, the fun.
Yeah.
And it just manifests goodness. If you see goodness,
totally resonate with that statement.
Yeah, so I've got some good people around me. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We kayak up the Waitara River 3 times a week.
And
have our coffee therapies and all the rest of it. So I'm in a good space.
Excellent. Good space. That is awesome to hear.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'd like to start off this segment. I think the next one is going to go a bit deeper. So shall we play a little bit of music now and then we can get into the good stuff, eh?
The good stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes.
What music, what song would you like to play first?
Oh, I've written a few songs. I've got so many good songs, but probably off that one, the top one, Mick Flannery.
Mick Flannery.
Mick Flannery, Irish.
Almost my neighbour.
He's a really unusual character for lots of reasons, but he reminds me of me a little bit.
Okay.
In terms of his inability to speak.
Yes.
You do not see his mouth move. He just mumbles.
Okay.
And he's shy. But very skilled at singing. I love his songs. And they're all very meaningful in lots of ways.
Yeah.
Left-handed. So he learned to play a guitar without changing the strings to suit. So he's playing a guitar upside down.
Yeah.
But very skilled on the guitar and the piano. But, yeah.
Well, this is a new one on me.
And also for me, he's Irish Celtic, of which you're Celtic.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that resonates for me. All my grandparents came from Ireland. So a bit of a connection there. So Mick Flannery, Boston. And good lyrics to the song too.
I shall take a listen. This is a new one on for me. Thank you for the gift.
Yes, enjoy.
That's a nice gentle song, very relaxing.
Thank you, I enjoy.
So I'm interested in knowing what brought you into this line of work.
The line of work is dowsing, divining.
Yes.
A lot of people may be aware of water divining.
Yep.
We use rods for water, or people use a pendulum or a willow stick to dowse, divine. For water or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
What got me into it, I was looking for some water pipes many, many years ago, But at the same time, I was just in the middle of doing a study, a correspondence sort of, just interesting study about the built environment,
where
we live, how it could affect us, electromagnetic and, you know, paints and design and the food and underground water and different things. And growing up, I'd seen the dowsing done a lot, grew up farming, and it seemed like every summer at least Dad would have something into the line for more water to try and dig the well deeper. So it wasn't new to me, but it was just that connection of doing a bit of an interesting study, everybody should do, just for the sake of learning something. And it coincided with trying to find some water pipes. I realised I could do the dowsing.
Yeah.
And then sharing that information, just one or two, you know, friends, kids
that started as you school. Do. Look at my nutrient.
But more in relation to where we sleep. You know, underground water has been known for many, many centuries probably, that if you sleep above underground water, it may be bad for you.
Yes.
And I found it extremely interesting learning all this, but I didn't really believe that strongly how relevant it was.
Yeah.
But just by sharing that with one or two, can you come and check where our kids sleep? And, and it's just grown from there.
Oh.
And that was the proof that what I'd learned was relevant.
Yes.
Which took me many years to come to the point that we try so hard to work out what's wrong or right, or good or bad, and most of the time that does not matter. All that matters is what is relevant.
Yeah, exactly.
And the brain can get so confused about what's wrong or right, you know, the internet and the Google, so much information, but the brain is very, very poor at working out what's relevant.
The thing is that I believe the brain, or the human brain in general, has been trained for decades, if not longer, that you believe what we tell you to believe.
Yeah. Exactly. So the brain can't decipher what's truly relevant to you.
Yeah.
It will remember what's wrong or right in relation to what you've been told to remember was wrong or right. The heart tells you what's relevant.
The heart tells the truth.
And so that's where it all started. You know, there'd be a good 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just slowly grown, word of mouth since then. Never planned to be doing this. Never decided to do it or advertise. It's just a word of mouth thing. So that, for me, was important, that it's been enough to keep me fully occupied and to pay the bank and you know, buy the groceries. Mm. So therefore, what I'm doing must be of benefit for others to share that.
Exactly, because people won't come to you if you were talking rubbish, would they?
You can survive a while on that if you've got big flash advertising, and now with the Facebooks and all that, you can get put across a great image and a great product. But sooner or later, you have to be always reinventing to, I might say to trick people, but at least to enthuse them to come and buy your product or your service. So, you know, that's why it has been very comforting for me. Because at times, many times I've pinched myself, am I really doing this?
Yeah,
what the heck is it? How does it work? I don't know. But it's kept me busy because enough people have had enough benefit to tell others. So that's internally very satisfying from that point.
And you've just got to keep the faith at some point, eh? That what
there are
you
times,
doing
and there's
is,
other times
the
it's
right thing.
Not just sort of maybe keeping the faith, but just accepting that, this is what I'm doing and it is helping people. The enormous positive side of that is it's really allowed me to meet a human being.
Yeah.
Because I believe not many actually meet human beings.
I don't think they are.
They need a body.
Yeah.
They see the object, old, young, small, big, tall, whatever,
and
they think that's the person.
Yeah.
And it's not. That's just the thing you're living in.
Exactly.
So I feel, I'm saying that the gift is when people come to me.
Yes.
And so I feel incredibly privileged. I've been gifted people that I'm allowed to meet.
Yeah, yeah.
And in a very short period of time, you can get a pretty...
You get a good idea.
Of who they really are and who lives in there. Yeah. So that's a real brief of how it started. But using the dowsing, it's an energy connection with another person or with whatever you are measuring, where you're asking that body, that person, questions. The answers, briefly how it works for those who have not seen with dowsing, whether you're using a pendulum or there's lots of different tools. Ideally, you're just thinking a question in your head where you can only have one answer. And it has to be either yes or no.
Yeah.
They have to be yes or no questions. You can only have one question at a time. And for me, if the answer to the question is yes, the rod's crossed. If the answer is no, it stays where it is.
Yeah.
And so that's all I'm doing is asking that body questions and then verbalising back to you what the body told me.
Yeah.
And then from there. Now, when you do enough of it, like anyone does anything enough in life, you should learn up a bit of a skill, an information backlog of, yeah, that's basically how this works or that works, just through experience. And so it's exciting.
I love the analogy that I totally resonate with that as well. I call it the meat machine, the meat wagon. It's okay, like a series of pulleys and levers and things that carries us around. But who we are isn't this. It's not the flesh.
That's just the thing you live in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I quite often refer to it as mobile earth.
Yeah.
Because everything that makes up that body I'm looking at right now, it came from the earth.
Yeah.
Everything's solid and it came from the earth. So this is a bit of earth that's mobile.
Yeah.
And so when the body dies, it will go back to the earth.
Yeah.
And you will be wherever.
Be free.
Be free. Yeah.
Free to fly.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a real brief of how it started me many years ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, poked on the airport drive there for 30 more years.
Yeah.
And just doing my work from there. So, yeah.
So I'm interested now because I just had a question. What's your most unbelievable story? Have you got a tale to tell that even blew your socks off?
You should have asked me that 3 days ago so I can think about it. And no one's asked that question before.
Ah.
No. I do have one or two, particularly one niece. Who are the most nutty ones you've had lately? What are the real nutty ones lately? No, I can't answer that off the top of my head. There's so many unusual, and the most unusual ones are the most recent unusual ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want a nutty one,
go on.
But it's this woman's truth, and she's an elderly lady, and this is very bad posture, back.
Yes.
Most of her life, particularly the last 40, 50 years, chronic back problem. She put it down to her birth.
Okay.
That when she was born, doctors got paid if they were there for the delivery.
Yeah.
And the doctor had been at the hospital, delivered one or two, he shot off home, and this lady's mum went into labour pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it was going to be a while before the doctor get back, and the nurses said, well, the doctor's not going to get paid. And so one said, well, we'll just push the baby back in. And that's what she believed happened. That's what her mum told her.
Yeah.
And that's why she's had a bad back all her life, a chronically bad back.
Yeah.
That's in her belief as to...
And what so you sad. Believe can be true. It can manifest big believer into
that.
Truth.
Big believer in that. Yes.
I've always been one to say, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. And many a time you're not actually wishing for it, but if you just say it often enough, if that is true, that's such a sad situation.
It is a sad situation.
Horrific. Yeah. And there she is in her 80s and really, really chronic. I get all sorts of stories. And also, it's surprising how many, when you measure the body, you're asking a question. So, where you will bring up some information, and I'm sure there's lots of ways of doing this, hypnosis and things. Where you will pull up something they have forgotten complete about.
Yeah.
Absolutely blanked it right out of their mind. It's usually an horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that because, I before we got on air, I filled you in with a little bit of my journey so far. And I've decided this year, this is the time for me to do some personal healing because I've never really dived into it with other beings to help me. I've decided to do this for myself now and connect my dots with outside help because you know yourself within, it's hard to see outside the box, yeah?
Yeah.
And I actually had a somatic healing with Linda Northcott a little while ago. And she brought through something that I had cleanly forgot, completely and utterly, didn't even register.
Yeah.
And that just that recognition of that emotion, it came like a tidal wave. It was like a flood, man. But it's amazing how many things that we experience through our human's being, that we just put the lid on it, shove it in the box, and never think about it, see it again. And then we wonder why our adult brains are twisted in some weird way towards certain fears, subconscious needings, or, you know what I mean?
Well, part of the programming of who you are. But it's an amazing ability when something can be such a horrendous thing, huge thing, that you've got the ability to put that lid on it and forget completely about it.
I've got no memories before 9 years old. My memories of childhood are all but blank. And for me, it's only traumatic or interesting experiences that stick like glue. The human psyche is pretty crazy.
It is. There's so much we don't know.
So is there any, what's your favorite story then? Your favorite story?
Not so much, I wouldn't say story, it's point of interest or point of importance. There's lots. what keeps me the busiest of over the last 5-6 years is just dealing with people with virus. And so that's a big part. People ring, text, do my measuring for them, work out the virus, and there's several things that I feel really, really important. Number one, and this is not an order, but these just as they come out of my head. Number one, the most common form of not being loved is not being heard. Is just not being heard. And for most of us, we all experience it one degree or another. And the most common time to start is about the age of 6, 7, or 8 years of age. We were less likely to, we're more likely to feel less heard. Just the way our brains are starting to develop then, or being told we have to learn stuff, I've just seen so many people over the years who are screaming out inside, wanting to be heard. And whether it's heard by a mother, a doctor, a blood test, a scan, whatever it is, they just want to be heard. And it's so frustrating when they're repeatedly not heard. And it's a knowing. We know from in our heart, not our head, and just that knowing, I'm still not being heard. So that's the most common form of not being loved, is not being heard. And once that person who lives in there has been heard, things can change then. And sometimes it needs to be verbalized or not, but it's just that knowing from the heart that you've actually been heard. We need to learn to listen with our hearts, not with our eyes and ears. With the eyes and ears, when we're listening, it goes straight into the brain and we start analyzing and getting analytical and working at what's wrong or right or good or bad, and we're looking for answers. Whereas just shut the mouth and just let the heart connect, and that person, that thing, that tree, that dog will know that's been heard, and can respond accordingly. So just being heard can make a huge difference. Another big thing in life I'm seeing is emotional stuff that happens, you know, and it does.
Well, emotional is how our being communicates, isn't it?
Yes. And most of us, we think that we're emotional, we're thinking more of the hurtful, negative. Emotional's happier too. But emotional stuff holds on to us much, much more than we hold on to it. And there are so many methods of digging into the past to find out what is holding on. And okay, I'll let that go. And we dig further and let that go. Just because you've let something go doesn't mean to say it's gone. It holds on to us much more than we hold on to it. And it's a bit like giving someone a piggyback. You hold on to them, they hold on to you. When you've had enough, you can let them go perfectly. But if they don't let go of you, they stay there. And it's the most common long-term issue I'm seeing, is emotional stuff holding on to people. Sometimes they know it. Other times they don't actually. They've forgotten it. They put the lid on it. They don't know it. But so often it can get dug back into, as Linda has for you. And many a time when we let it go, it doesn't go. Most of the time when we let it go, I believe, it doesn't go, because it's still holding on to you. And you can let it go absolutely perfectly. the most important thing I believe now about emotions is, number one, knowing emotional stuff holds onto us just as much as we are onto it. So therefore, number two, we need to give a command to tell it to let go. Sure, we have to let stuff go. No point in holding on to all the rubbish.
No.
But we have to also, at that same moment, give that command from deep inside saying, you have to let go of me. You never ask or hope or wish or pray that it goes.
Yeah.
That's sort of a waste of time.
Yeah.
You have to command it. You have to know you've got the power. You are the power to tell whatever to go.
Absolutely. 100% agree with that one again.
And a lot of that stuff, you don't need to know exactly what it is. You just know that there is something there.
Yeah.
So a little bit of the opposite of that. If we're going to dig into the past to find out stuff, we're better off digging into the past to find the happy stuff.
Yes.
What made, to put some flame under that to ignite it. But we nearly always dig into the past to find the negative stuff. Thinking by finding that, we let it go and we move on. It just moves on with you.
Yeah.
So if you're doing that, tell it to go, but also dig into that stuff, those memories that you've forgotten all about that made you laugh and dance and have fun and put some life into that as well.
And as I was telling you about my cards earlier on, we'll experience my cards in a little while, but that's exactly how those cards came out. Because the more memories that I locked up from hiding the negative, the more I went hunting and fishing for that, drew them out, they replaced them with, oh my God, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that happy moment. I forgot about that friend.
So anything that can make you laugh and have fun, just don't be apologetic about being stupid. The big point of all this is that when emotional stuff, all this stuff holds on, most of the time, from my measuring probably thousands of people over the years, most of the emotional stuff mainly affects the liver.
Okay.
It can affect other areas, but that's the main area
where
that emotional energy will hold on. And if that's there too much or for too long, it will then start to affect the function of the liver, the physical function of the liver, which is, for me, the centre of the physical object that we live in. The centre of that is definitely the liver. It's the most multifunctional organ. So too much emotional stuff holding on for too long will affect the function of the liver, which then can manifest into so many other physical function problems. Because most people know that either too much stress, too much of all that stuff could end up giving us a heart attack or cancers or whatever. But no one actually explains, well, how? You know, there's this big stress here.
Yeah.
How does it manifest as arthritis or a heart attack? Nearly always it'll be by the liver. One of the other main issues about the liver controls the pH level of the body, the acidity.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's so many problems come in as a result of a little bit or a long way too much acidity for too long because of the liver, because of emotions.
Yeah. That's where the shitty liver comes in, isn't it?
That's it. So there's a lot of information out there about acidity, the pH level of the body, and lots of information about which foods you should have that are more alkaline forming. Very rarely do I see food or drink control the pH level of the body.
Okay.
Very rare. It can influence the pH level, but it doesn't control it. Can the liver make enough bile? The bile should get stored in the gallbladder, then it gets put down the bile duct into the intestine. It needs to get into the intestine as the stomach acids, which we need acid in the stomach to break our food down. When that acid comes down into the intestine, it needs to get neutralized by the bile from the liver. And so therein lies the balance, the pH balance. And there's just so many about degenerative diseases, the cancers, the Alzheimer's, the arthritic, the skin conditions, you know, eczema, and the list just goes on and on.
Yeah.
Liver, then, for me, is a pretty important area. Just for listeners, a couple of simple measures that someone can see whether their liver's in. If anyone chews their fingernails,
okay,
they've got a real bad liver.
Yeah.
That usually starts in childhood.
Yes.
Most of our strong digestive issues, you know, wind, bloating, gassing, all that, food sensitivities.
Yeah.
That's liver. The liver is the allergy centre of the body. So if you've got allergic reactions to anything, you can guarantee the liver will have something to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
For those who just hate breakfast, who just never really like breakfast,
yeah,
they've got low liver. It's another giveaway that they've got low liver.
Okay, that's interesting.
Someone loves to have lemon juice first thing in the morning,
yeah,
and
yeah,
water.
Yeah.
So they've got a poor liver.
Yeah.
There's lots of little things now I can pick up on that are really obvious. It's your liver.
Yeah.
And so, and most of the time, the most common reason the liver will be low is because of emotional stuff. Then other things can come in, like different viruses, you know, your glandular fever and your hepatitis. There's lots of different viruses that can do a bit of damage and then long-term affect the most adults who've got a liver issue will have a strong desire for comfort.
Okay.
Of coffee or smoking or alcohol or the drugs or the...
That's
what the chewing the fingernails is to young with. It's comfort. So if anyone's got a really strong habit of that comfort stuff, where they just have to have that coffee first thing in the morning, they have to have three or four a day or big on the chocolate. And
that's
just another indicator. It's a liver thing.
Interesting.
So, and just so many things manifest out from there.
Yeah.
There can be lots of other health issues, don't get me wrong, but many a time the pH level of the body plays a role and the information out there that says you need to change your diet.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the time that will not have a significant effect.
Yeah.
Another point on that, we've been badgered for many years about you improve your diet and your exercise, and it can fix just about everything. If your health problem is just mainly about diet and exercise, then you don't have to improve your diet and exercise very much to get a response.
Yeah.
You will know just by improving that diet, getting out, doing the some miles or whatever.
Yeah.
You will feel much better.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you know, there's your main solution. If, on the other hand, you've got health issues and you're really doing that exercise good and hard and proper and you're eating really good and clean and all of this and you're not getting anywhere, then the core reason for your health issues has got nothing to do with food or exercise. Don't keep badgering, trying to get better and better and better at that.
Yeah.
If the food and exercise is a solution, you change pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so most of the time it'll be something else.
Yeah.
It has to get shifted first.
Got to be shifted. And you can't keep pushing rocks uphill.
Yeah, it's a good way of looking at it. That's so good. And if it's easy to push the rock up the hill, then that's the solution. Keep going.
Yeah.
So you see, just from all the measuring I do of people, all I'm doing is asking body questions, lots of bodies questions, and the spirit questions. So that's where I get pretty much all my information from, not off the internet or books or seminars. Nearly everything just comes from reading, asking the body question. With dowsing, you can only ask the one question at a time. And if you've got no preconceived ideas what the answer will be, and then when you've done over many, many years, you get a bit of a clear picture of how that object works.
The amounts,
So I enjoy.
So I also use dowsing in some form as well. And how would you recommend that people would learn about this skill?
Yes, but it's like any skill. If you don't use it in a meaningful way, you can't grow it. There's no point in learning to be a hairdresser if you only cut hair once a year. And so most people have the ability to douse in one form or another. And one of the challenges in Australia is, well, which tool should I use? But unless you're doing it regularly and on a wide variety of people, chances are you're not going to develop the skill very much or the ability very much. And therein lies the problem. The number of people have learned how to use that pendulum and they'll do it on their food and their supplements. They're doing on the same thing over and over and over.
They need
a broader picture.
Yeah.
And therein lies a challenge for people who do natural healings and activities, whatever, that you need customer base, we call it, to get better at what you do. And you need to get paid an appropriate amount so that you can afford to do it.
This is true.
Have to have another proper job somewhere.
So it's
a catch-22.
And that's where people who do our line of work, you know, there's a lot of other people out there with the mindset, oh, well, that's a natural gift. You shouldn't expect to be paid for that. But like you said, would you go to the hairdresser and have your hair cut and say, oh, well, I'll have that for free. Thank you very much.
And a lot, they do think it's a natural gift.
Yeah.
It's not. It's an ability, not a gift. It's when you were gifted that opportunity to develop that ability. The fastest runners in the world, they're not fast just because they have got that gift. They're fast because they train and practice and practice and practice. And the best hairdressers in the world, yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it is. It's I've seen so many people who have a very skilled ability to do something, but have not been able to find the opportunity to do it on a regular basis, yeah, to develop it enough, to get paid enough, to pay the groceries and the power bill.
Exactly.
So they have to go back to their day job, so therefore their abilities don't grow and develop. So, yeah.
How would you suggest that somebody gets into learning about those?
I don't know. I really don't. I've got no set way. I think first and foremost, you have to give yourself permission you're allowed to.
Yes.
It's that permission giving, I am allowed to. And therefore, that hopefully will follow on, that you're allowed to have people to do it. But there's no situations vacant. There's no businesses you can, you know, knock on the door and say, hey, I can do this. Will you take me on for a while?
I know, right?
Yeah. So it's not easy. And you can do the health fears and, you know, all those sorts of things around. And it can be really interesting. Yeah. And those sorts of things, you can learn little bits and pieces. But for a lot, they still have to go back to their day job.
Yes.
So I don't know, just how it evolved for me, it just did.
Trust in self, though.
I never planned to do it, never decided to do it. Yeah. It just sort of grew. We were farming at the time, and slowly, I suppose, got out of the farming side because this got a bit busy. And at one stage, made that bigger decision, okay, well, we brought a bit of bare land 35 years ago on the airport road, which broke us at the time,
but
we struggled to, you know, put things together, and I suppose you believed in it, but didn't realise we were believing in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And just did it.
Figured out it worked.
Yeah, yeah. So
like me, just winging it through life.
A bit of naivety at the time. Yeah. So if you're winging it, that means you're flying, girl.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the best way to go, I reckon. Follow your heart and just do it. Do the best thing you can.
Follow your heart
and
live from your heart. Be your heart.
Yeah.
On that one, then, intuition, gut instinct, all that sort of internal stuff, feelings. For me, the word feel in the English language, the word feel is the most important word in the English language. Because, and it's more important than every other word put together, because feel comes out of your heart. Doesn't come out of your head. We think out of our head. We just get that feeling from our heart. And so feel is spirit talking. That's the language of spirit. It sends its communication by feel. We need to trust a lot more in feel. And don't argue with it. Don't bring it up into the head to try and work out what it is or anything. Just trust, feel, intuition, gut instinct. There's different words for it. Because that is spirit. That's you talking. Just need to listen to it a lot more.
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that, Kororo.
I enjoy.
So, shall we finish that segment off with another song then? What are we going to go for this time?
Well, I've written down just two or three songs here. I think I'll go for Lancome. Lancome. They're another Irish.
Yeah.
The two brothers. I'm trying to think of their surnames. I've forgotten, but they had to change their name. It was Lynched.
Okay.
Yeah, and Lynched just didn't go very well in America.
No.
And so they called themselves Lancome. Two brothers, another gentleman and a lady. Really raw, very, very strong lyrics, raw music. I love the rawness of what they've got. Is Lancome. Well,
bring it on. Bring it on.
And they got lots of stuff. They're well worth looking up, particularly the female singer. She is just brilliant.
Excellent. And another thing that you may not realise is everybody that gifts music to the show, these all go on to a Spotify playlist as well. If you want to use a little bit of an eclectic collection, look for Love Keris on Spotify, and you've got all these songs. Everything will be downloaded to there. So thank you for sharing.
That's cool.
Times on the road. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
That was a really interesting song. And the Irish seems to be a theme today.
Yeah. Well, it's in my blood.
It's in
the Celtic side.
Side. My son's father was Irish as well. So, Right. So, you're listening to Love Keris on Art FM. And today I am joined with Kevin MacDonald. And we are doing a collective card pull. So, I've got my cards, Peace of Mind and Intuitive Healing Process. And let's give them a shuffle and see what pops out. Come on, what do we need to know? What do the collective need to know? As just before we dive into February. Do we have any advice? 1, 2, 3. On that one. Oh, we've got a little story to tell here. Okay, so the first one that popped out is, and as usual, everything kind of connects the dots with the conversations that we've been having today. And interesting to know, the first card that came out was Stepping Out of the Shadows. And this card is representing the fact that we need to leave stuff behind in order to move forward. These are the rocks that we've been collecting through our lives and we've been putting in our backpacks and just carrying on for the journey because we don't know what to do with them. But it does come a point in time where we feel this weight on our back and we need to pull out one stone at a time and figure out, right, is this actually just a cruddy old rock, piece of concrete? Or is this a crystal? Is this something I want to hold on to? Is this something I can let go of? And as we travel through our life and our adventures, we've got to be discriminatory. Sometimes it's we just need to let it all go and focus on the positive side. So let the bag go and smell the flowers instead. Mm-hmm. The second card that's come out, it's progress. And this card is representing the things that we see and take for granted today may not be there tomorrow, or it might be something completely different. This lady is standing in a medieval time, in a house. She's looking out the window, she can see the Tower of London. But in her time, it wouldn't have been any electrics, so she wouldn't see those lights. So from this description, she's looking into the future and seeing, wow, where did all those lights come from? How did that happen? How is that possible? And then we jump timelines then. We are standing on Tower Bridge. We used to be being all electric and we're looking at the sky and there's a bloody spaceship. You know, you progress, we can never totally understand what is going to happen. We can only think about the feelings and what we want to happen. Because right now there are times that I'll be more than grateful for the skies to open up and the aliens to come and take us home, you know, because right now this world is a crazy place. And so yeah, progress is wishful thinking into a positive future. Mm-hmm. Peace of mind is the deck of the card, and it's also the next card that came out. And this card is asking you to look into the full picture, the biggest picture, allowing the healing to happen one story at a time, taking that one piece and diving in deep. Was it something that was beneficial for me to hold on to? Very much same as the stepping out the shadows. Whether it's something that we need to hold on to or something we just need to understand that this happened and now we can move on. And the last card that fell out is magical therapies, looking outside the box, in any shape or form, whether it be dowsing, whether it be intuition, whether it be pulling a few cards to help you through your story, whether it be seeking out people who can help you do this in their own form. But yeah, healing is absolutely necessary for in my thoughts anyway. Healing from the past is necessary in order to move forward. Don't carry those bags with you. Leave them at the gate. You can always pick them up on the way out if you really want to. So I hope that helps somebody out there. Would you like to add on to any of that?
The first one, stepping out of the shadows, the backpack stones, or crystals and diamonds. How do you tell the difference? Do you just stick your hand in there and you chuck them all out without looking at them?
Wow, do you?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, sometimes... sometimes you can give them a bit of a rub and a polish to see,
and then all of a sudden you find it's just not a dusty old rock.
You're understanding the outcome, I suppose. Giving yourself permission to see the true beauty, whether it's something worth holding on to or whether it's something to let go,
to feel it.
The feeling is believing.
Because that comes out of your heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I can see just that lineup of cards, how relevant it can be, and for so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the time rolls on with progress. Energy in itself is something that has to move.
Yeah.
So if it's not moving, it's not energy. Love the same. Love is energy.
Yeah.
And so if it's not moving, it's not love. So yeah, everything has to keep moving.
Yeah. Cool.
Very good. Very good. It's a peaceful lineup.
And coming out of the, we've gone past the old year now, and this new year that we are literally just dipped our toes into the water. It can be anything is possible.
In this time of the year, usually we've had the Christmas, and there's just we're out of sync a little bit with routines, and it's usually about 20th of January, there's a lot of saying, I wish those kids get back to school. We want to get back to routine. So now really is the start of the year, about now. Because if you don't, another month will flick by before you've got back into your routines or your new starts or your that ability to say, I'm going to make a good year of it. But then in itself, a year is just our own mindset of something, and we shouldn't in some ways package it as a year. It's just there's only now.
And today, then tomorrow, then the day
but
after.
Tomorrow doesn't exist. I saw that in a pub down the South Island. On the bar, it said free beer tomorrow. They've never given away free beer.
No.
There is only now, and now is a continuum.
So this is to step out of the shadows. In other words, to come from where you've been to where you want to go, there's only one answer, and that's progress. You have to put that progress into action.
You cannot get better or improve on anything if you don't let go of the past that you don't no longer need. There has to be progress for anything to change.
Absolutely.
To get better or worse, it has to progress.
If you want to step out of the stagnancy, you have to take at least one step forward into that new.
If a lot feel that they know their comfort zone and are a bit afraid of what's outside that comfort zone, whereas most of the time the zone they're in is not a comfortable zone. And most of the time outside that zone is much more comfortable than the zone they're in.
Absolutely.
So that peace of mind, peace is in that mind, in the heart mind.
Yeah.
And just, let it be.
I love that.
Be it, let it be. Yeah.
Awesome. Right, well, that's coming up to the end of our time. And, it's been an amazing chat with you. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's been a pleasure.
And I'm looking forward to getting to know you more, because I'm pretty sure we will see each other or more.
No doubt. Yes. Love to.
Awesome. Well, you have an amazing the rest of your day, and I just want to wrap up by saying thank you to Art FM for allowing this space where I can progress into something that will occur. I don't know what it is yet. Keep a watch. Watch this space, because things are absolutely changing with love.
Beautiful.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.